The city and borough of Juneau is pushing forward with plans for an emergency warming shelter that would open its doors to the homeless when temperatures drop below freezing. A key assembly committee met Monday and agreed in principle to commit $75,000 for the downtown warming center it hopes to have ready by mid-November. City Manager Rory Watt says his office is in talks with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority to rent the former state public safety building on Whittier Avenue. The rent would be at market rate, around $8,000 for the winter, although he told assembly members that the city could apply to the trust's board for a discount.
We recognize that the Mental Health Trust is a willing building owner that would be easy to work with on this topic that I don't think would be true of all private building owners.
The city had looked at using its downtown transit center, which is already a common place for homeless people to congregate, but Watt told the assembly he could see problems with that idea.
The transit center, you know, it has a day function, and part of the thinking is that if it's a night warming shelter, and then magically at 7 in the morning it stops being a warming shelter and tries to become a transit center, that's not really going to be successful. It's going to be a day-round shelter.
The warming shelter would be designated to accommodate about 25 people. The city estimates it would be open as needed between mid-November and mid-April. The Juneau Commission on Housing and Homelessness brought the idea of a warming center to the Assembly's Task Force on Homelessness, which endorsed the plan. The Juneau Assembly must formally authorize the warming shelter next month for it to open by November 15th.